Aber jetzt hört ihr mich?
Ja. Sehr gut.
Mann,
jawohl,
Mann.
Jetzt ist gut. Dann starten wir nochmal.
Gut. I'm checking the chat for a second. Okay. Good. Sorry for that. We tested this earlier, but I didn't get any. It doesn't matter. So let's start again. Sorry for the lack of LaTeX Beamer. Hopefully you're not hungover, of course. No, in person. These are the themes of what we'll be talking about. Anything with an asterisk is closed source. We'll be talking about that also in a second. As we published this just yesterday, let's take a look at the top data sources, not because they're so great or anything, but point is, this might be a good reminder of what we have. Of course, a few of them might be non-obvious to some people. And honestly, it's hard for even myself to keep up with all the developments. Of course, there's just so much stuff going on at all times. Google Sheets is non-obvious and nice. Yeah. So let's delve into the large themes of what happened in open source in recent month, last year, what have you. First would be the panel editor and generally the visualizations. We have an ever expanding UX team and working with them, I know how much work they put into making this easier. Of course, a lot of those design decisions you don't ever see, and that's actually good design where you don't notice that it's there, but it still works for you. Like discoverability, something which I didn't know before joining Grafana Labs. This concept of putting stuff into a place where it's easy to discover yourself. You don't have to read the documentation or anything. Just start exploring yourself, and you get enough holding to get through the thing without being blocked. But also, it's not. Just gets in the way, and that takes an insane amount of work, and there were huge improvements all over Grafana with these like just how you interact with the thing to make this smoother. And we're not done yet. We're overhauling the time picker, for example, because that's large and it will become more streamlined. Then for panels, in particular, if you have a ton of data or if you have complex operations, those panels tend to be slow, and that is not great. So a lot of work went into making this smoother and quicker, and I hear that there are sound hiccups, but earlier we were fine. Well, John seems to be better now. Okay. And for kind of obvious reasons, like given Grafana Loki and Tempo and such, we invested a ton of time into making non-time series panels more front and center, where you can extract value and meaning from things which are not just time series and metrics, but also logs and such, and don't have to convince anyone in this audience that logs are highly relevant. For the interactive mode, or now called metrics browser or log browser and such, we also worked a lot on making this easier and more streamlined. So those queries don't build themselves yet, but it becomes a lot easier to build them. Of course, if you make common mistakes, those are caught, they are highlighted. We make suggestions of, hey, did you try to do this and that? So maybe try this thing instead. We try and automatically reduce the overall cardinality or the overall visibility of labels. If they're not relevant to the current query, you can switch this off if we get it right wrong. But by and large, if you have a Prometheus query and you have like this amount of labels, it just reduces this to the amount of labels which you're caring about, which is nice. Then something which is very dear to my heart, and that's another one of those stories which is not yet done. Where we want to enable more reuse of panels, of dashboards, so you don't rewrite more or less the same thing three times. Of course, you have subtly different views of a thing. You can actually start reusing components, and that's not done yet. Torkel and I have something which I like to call containers of containers, where you basically have a directed graph of containers which contain other containers or panels, which could in theory replace all the things and like, yeah, even automated drill downs if a section becomes large and such, but that's not there yet. But what we already do have is more reuse, and if you change it in the central thing, it automatically propagates through everything else, which is nice. One of my other pet peeves has been solved. Historically in Grafana, if you like followed all the documentations, you ended up with three different types of alerts. Completely different classes, different feature sets, different UI, different UX, different bells and whistles, different corner cases. It's not great. And while I don't agree that Prometheus has non-user-friendly alerts, I do have to acknowledge that a lot of people think this. So whatever, this is something to improve. One thing which I absolutely really don't like about historic Grafana alerts is how historically Grafana alerts were tied to a dashboard. So you copied the dashboard, and also you started copying alerts. You deleted that one dashboard you thought no one needed anymore, and the alert is gone. Like those kinds of things, that just doesn't make sense. Alerts are orthogonal from visualization, like they are closely related and they should be used together, but they're definitely completely orthogonal and need to be treated orthogonally. As such, the new alerting NG in Grafana is based on Alert Bridger. Grafana itself emits Prometheus style alerts. We are also writing currently the compatibility suites where we can test that we do everything right. And with my Prometheus set on, that will be ascertained. And then everything can go into proper alert managers. And it doesn't matter if it's one of the embedded alert managers or if it's one of the other alert managers which are running somewhere else. Because that allows you to treat this distinctly. But this also allows you to, from non-Prometheus type data sources, create Prometheus type alerts, shove them into the same pipeline, and everything just happens as you want it. And for anyone who, like, streaming telemetry is a little bit of a contentious topic in this field of networking, I guess. But like, if you are into this type of thing, we have real-time streaming and you can just like live visualize all the things if you so choose. It's arguably more interesting in IoT industrial use cases and such, but there are also valid use cases in networking. Something which is not there yet. This is what the basis of what will hopefully become a weather map at some point, where you also like can overlay graphs, can underlay different types of things, not just geographic overviews. But this is something relevant for the networking crowd, that this is actually like there is movement and we have a first class, first party panel type, which allows you to do this type of thing. Going to the closed source stuff, and we'll have this quick. I do like food and shelter, so talking about this a little bit, but also the other thing is like we have the sniff test. Do the users, the intended users, have more money than time or more time than money? Which if you have more time than money, it tends to be in like that that feature tends to be in open source. If they have more money than time, that feature tends to end up in enterprise or cloud offerings. Query caching. In particular in large deployments, and when you have like those humongous dashboards, you know, to scroll through, sometimes you are in the order of tens of seconds for dashboard load, which is not great. With query caching, we can get this to sub-seconds. In particular, nice if you have a stampeding effect, like you have this outage and 20 different people want to look at it one thing at the same time. Well, with caching in Grafana, what now happens is you can simply directly, everyone sees the same thing and they don't have to all do the full backend queries for themselves. But again, if you want to build this yourself, like Cortex has caching built in, Trickster exists, like there are other ways. Grafana does also be alignment of queries. Like a lot of those things can also be built with open source, but again, more money than time versus more time than money. Fine-grained access control, I'm already over time, I realize, of course, we had a bumpy start. Fine-grained access control, you can decide who gets what. Reporting, for those who use it or for those who don't know, like you can send PDF reports to people, which is nice. And I built this myself at SpaceNet before joining Grafana, so again, you can build this yourself. Also, FYI, tonight ObservabilityCon starts for 2 days, and there will be one announcement which is highly relevant for this crowd. Thank you, and yeah, 30 seconds over in talk time, including the gap at the beginning.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah. Let's have two short questions. When is there an option to change the color of
any
the cross?
Any update on the timeline of updating all dashboards at once? No, I don't think so. Change the color of crosshair. Contact me on Twitter or by email. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.